We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. It's an annual tradition. By the way, someone sent me a great, I think our next guest, Colonel Alan West, would endorse this. We have flattened the curve. Is it time now to flatten the fear? Or maybe, no, that's inaccurate. It's maybe flatten the fear-mongering. The fear-mongering. That's what it is. Let's go on our, I'm so thrilled, given all the balls he has in the air running in Texas to lead the Republican Party. Let's go to Colonel Alan West here. On a Memorial Day special. Colonel, welcome in, and any day's a great day we have you, but particularly on days like this.
Well, Dom, thank you so very much, and I really appreciate it. You know, your friendship is very near and dear to my heart, and any time that I can be on with you is great, but to be able to always have this time to spend with you on Memorial Day and Memorial Day weekend is really a special, and it's a highlight. And I always tell folks that what we should really be doing is not going out and saying Happy Memorial Day. We should say Honor Memorial Day, because yes, when we think about the service, sacrifice, and commitment of those who made the last full measure of devotion to this great nation, that's why we have our freedoms and liberties. And so we honor them by remembering them this time and this weekend. And I think especially now with all this COVID-19 stuff that is going on, where we see this incredible usurpation of our rights, liberties, and freedoms by elected officials who don't have that enumerated power.
Exactly right. And, you know, when you say it, it takes people like you to say it, the stature, the articulation, Colonel, because some other people get wound up, they're angry, and then the media pounces on one statement they make that's not quite there. For example, look, the right to bear arms, but when we do one of these rallies pushing back against this guy showing up with heavy armament, you know the media is going to sig on that. Now's the time patriots really have to stay on message and drive home that this is not America. The Constitution, I don't know about being shredded, but they have it in the shredder and they're ready to go here.
Well, without a doubt, when you think about what Nancy Pelosi did at the end of the State of the Union address when she ripped up the speech,
yes,
that's exactly what they feel about the Constitution. The Constitution of the United States of America only applies in the eyes of progressive socialists if it aligns with their ideological agenda. If there's something, you know, freedom of religion and free exercise thereof, it doesn't align with the secular humanist agenda, then you have someone like Governor Cuomo says that churches will be the last thing that I look to open up, or Governor Pritzker up in Illinois that says it'll be a year to 3 years before we allow churches to open up potentially, and we're going to fine people for having church services. Or look at what happened down in, I think, Holly Springs, Mississippi, where the church was burned down because they challenged this edict, mandate, unconstitutional order that they could not have their church services. So I think it's important right now, Don, with great voices like yours, that we really get the American people to think about what freedom and liberty is. And what better place to have that conversation than right there in Philadelphia?
Well, absolutely. Now, you know, each day, Colonel West, we do something in addition to the serious stuff, kind of a fun thing, our side question of the day. And today we're asking listeners to call in at the end of their call with the American military person they admire the most over the course of time, which I was going to ask you in a moment. I, of course, mm-hmm, by knowing you, and even though I know the scandal and all, I got to say it at one point, by knowing and actually having to run with General Petraeus, once I have the opportunity, the great part of this job is I actually get to see in action people like you, Petraeus during the war, things like that. I just thank my lucky stars that I have this job. But you have spoken movingly, maybe about some military figures we don't know as much. And I know the Tuskegee people are very close to your heart. They're some of the most outstanding with little or no rights in this country, and yet a fighting machine to be feared in World War II.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. My godfather was a Tuskegee Airman, William Sticky Jackson. My dad served in World War II, coming up North Africa, Sicily, and Italy. He was wounded there in Italy. My dad's buried in Marietta National Cemetery. And one of the great things is that there are some people that know my dad's final resting spot. He's buried also with my mom there in the same spot. And I always get pictures from Memorial Day of someone planting a flag right there at his final resting spot. So I will tell you that my favorite military person in history was my dad. Because I think about my dad, who grew up in South Georgia, who went to fight for a country against an evil, a tyranny. But he was not afforded the basic rights here in his own country. But he understood that he had to stand in the gap. He had to serve. He had to sacrifice. He had to show his commitment to this nation so that one day he could challenge his 15-year-old middle son to be the first officer in the family. And that was me.
It is an astounding story. I'm so glad you said that. That's the thing. And I've been honored to introduce Tuskegee at Stan's house, for example. A Tuskegee Airman Colonel was 99 years of age and said he didn't think he could fly big planes then, but he would take me up in a helicopter. I mean, these guys were just, they were daredevils too. The stuff that they did. It is one of our most remarkable. I hope someday you write a book about that from your perspective, because it is one of the most remarkable things, not to be embittered, not to take that against all odds with no rights. They easily could have thought that way. Instead, they were looking so far down the road, and they helped to produce people like you and your success.
Well, there's no doubt about it. And as a matter of fact, you know the book that I wrote came out in February, We Can Overcome, an American Black Conservative Manifesto. There's a whole chapter that's dedicated to those trailblazers, those black men in uniform that paved the way. And you think about someone like a Henry O. Flipper, the first black graduate of West Point, and what he went through, and Benjamin Davis and Chappie James and the Montford Point Marines, all of these trailblazers that, you know, stood in the gap. And that's part of honoring and remembering Memorial Day, those men that went above and beyond. And I'm just so honored that I have a little bit of that in my lineage and my history and my own family.
Absolutely. Now, turning to today's news, Colonel Alan West with us. Corpus Christi shooting, FBI. Well, first of all, the one soldier there, the hero, who was able to roll over, even though shot, at least in the vest, and block the gate and stop this maniac from coming onto the base. And then we have the Pensacola story. You know, I think the theory is we should be on very, very high alert now. Given the pandemic, they think our guard is down, and now is a real good time to attack American military bases.
Yeah, without a doubt. And Dom, the thing that continues to be distressing and disturbing for me is that going back to 2009 with the Nadal Hassan attack in Fort Hood, Texas, we still do not allow our men and women on our military installations to be armed.
Right.
And that really does, you know, get under my craw. And how was it at Pensacola, the Naval Air Station there, that a foreign national from Saudi Arabia was able to be on that installation with a firearm and, you know, shoot two sailors there who were standing on their watch in the quarter deck? So I think now is an important time, you're right, to go back and review our defense condition standards and make sure that we are not restricting the rights and liberties on our soldiers, sailors, air marines, and Coast Guardsmen on the place where they should feel the most safe and secure, their own military installation.
I never understood that. It doesn't speak well, and I thought it was an Obama-era thing, but President Obama or before that?
Well, President Clinton actually was the one that instituted this restriction on troops being able to have, their weapons, their private weapons on their military installation. And I remember coming into the military where if you were down on multiple guard, you were armed. Before we had direct deposit, you had pay officers. And I remember carrying my 45 sidearm, fully loaded, because I was walking around with $20,000-$30,000, in a briefcase,
Yeah, well, exactly.
But, back then, soldiers had to report for pay,
Yeah, exactly right. Now, you're on to big stuff right now, too. You are running to head up the Republican Party in Texas. And, boy, mm-hmm. not just now. This election, we might be okay, I guess. You know better. But down the road, this is going to be the fight. Lose Texas, lose the nation, hold it, we possibly win. So what can you tell us what's going on in that race right now?
Well, the race is going very well, and we're able to really show, what leadership is in these troubling times with COVID-19. But let me give you an example of how emboldened the left is in Texas. I live here in Dallas County, Garland, Texas. The Dallas County Commission voted 4-1 to say that a person that says they have a fear of contracting COVID-19, they can declare that as a disability, and declaring that as a disability, they can receive a mail-in ballot.
Wow.
That's in Dallas County of Texas. And we just had a federal judge here say that the Texas election code is unconstitutional and they must have complete mail-in ballots all across the state of Texas. So we've got a problem here, and we have got to fight back against the Democrats. They control all of our major cities, and when you look at the fact that Shelley Luther, a salon owner here in the Dallas area, was put in jail, she was put in jail by one of these far-left activist judges here by the name of Eric Moya. So we've got some work to do in Texas.
Absolutely, and we have some work to do to support you. So if people would like to contribute, because it takes a lot to cover ground in Texas, what do they do?
They can go to west4texas.com, west4texas.com. And I really appreciate that support. Texas has 254 counties. Texas will be picking up 3 new congressional districts after the next round of redistricting, and that's why the left wants it. They want to be able to draw those redistricting lines for the after the 2020 election.
How many electoral votes will that be for Texas then?
That will take Texas up to 42 electoral votes, only to California.
There is no shot. There is literally no math. No matter what you do, if you win New York, Texas, California, Illinois, the other three are layups right now, you can't win the national election. You just can't win it.
No. And that's why this is all about political battlefield calculus. And we've got to understand that strategic objective of the left. And the battle for America is right here in the Lone Star State. And that's why I'm running to be the chairman of the Republican Party of Texas, because this is a battle, and you have to have a strategic plan, a strategic vision. You have to execute it at the tactical level, at the grassroots level, perfectly.
Colonel, thank you so much. As I said, any day, it's a great day. Just I'm encouraged to speak with you. Thank you for your service, both in Iraq and before, and your family, too, and your dad. Mm-hmm. And I just wish I had known him. The Tuskegee, when I have the opportunity to meet those guys, you come away feeling so good. Even today, the 99-year-old, I'll take you up in the helicopter, Dom. You know, the optimism, that's America right there. That's the growth. That's the evolution of America from what they experienced until today. Thank you, Colonel, very much for joining us.
My pleasure, and it's an honor to be your friend, Dom.
Thank you. Same here, Colonel.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.